Good morning. This is Brittany Williams, and I am coming to you on this morning of December 14th. And today I am actually going to analyze the Shelby County Schools technology plan. I want to dig deeper into how it aligns with my specific school. I want to dig deeper as to whether or not the goals are being met or not being met. And I will be utilizing the Shelby County Schools technology plan. It is not current or up to date, but I will be using the one available on Blackboard. I will also be referring to the ISTE standards for students as well as teachers, because I think that is closely aligned to what I do. So as I look at the Shelby County Schools technology plan, they had several goals listed, and I can attest that I do know that most of these goals are being met, and some goals are not being met and could use further attention. The goal number one that Shelby County Schools has listed is for student, teacher, and employee access to technology. It says provide adequate and appropriate equipment for classroom and administrative use. Being a teacher with Shelby County Schools, I can admit that not only am I provided with a laptop as well as a classroom computer, my students, I have four computers available to them. We also do have a computer lab. I do know that my colleagues as well have access to technology that they can utilize within their classrooms. They can use for personal use. I even did a while back a Math Common Core cohort training where I was given an iPad. So I do know that the resources are in fact available. And I think that this is very much aligned with the ISTE standards for students and teachers as well as administrators, because the technology is there. It is available. Students are able to communicate. They're able to develop. They're able to design and evaluate, as well as teachers. We're given resources where we can reflect on our own practice and have things available to us. So goal one is definitely being met within the Shelby County school system. As we move on to goal number two, which is instructional software and web resources being provided to teachers and students, quality, so we can integrate technology. Again, we utilize, I mentioned on my previous audio boom, how we utilize resources such as iStation, iReady, and BrainPop, and we have so many things available to us. So goal two, by all means, is being met. So we have different software that our students can use to help enhance or, you know, make sure that the learning is very active and that they're very like getting in everything that they need to get in, and it's very interactive. And teachers as well have web resources that they can use to better assist and aid their students. And so that also goes along with the ISTE standard for teachers for professional development, because we have those resources too available to us. Therefore, we're able to develop professionally. The infrastructure, which is goal number three, it focuses on the infrastructure to maintain a reliable high-speed network. We do have high-speed network, although, you know, we do have issues with our network. However, it is there, and it is high-speed, and it is up-to-date. And then we do have people constantly coming in to check on to make sure that everything's flowing and working. Goal four, which is student information system, fully implementing and maintaining district student information system that fulfills local business requirements, meets state federal reporting obligations, and addresses users' needs. Again, goal number four, it is being met. I can't say as familiar with how they do run the student information system, so I cannot go into deep detail, but I do know we do have the system where we put our grades in, where we do attendance. So speaking along those lines of the systems that I use, we do have information systems that connect. So, you know, that we can see how students are performing, how we can see how data is going. Goal 5 focuses on business information systems. Again, I think that it's more higher district level. And I am sure, of course, that, you know, like the accounts receivable, invoicing, things like that, I'm sure that it's fine. I won't speak on it unless, you know, I'm 100% sure. But I know that, you know, as far as that's district level with payroll and things like that, I have not, as a Shelby County school employee, had issues with payroll and things like that. However, I do know some colleagues that have. So I know that the system is there. You know, is the system constantly being updated? Is the system constantly being looked at? I really cannot say. Goal 6 focuses on project implementation. And it's more so the district's goals in, you know, evaluating the cost effective solutions to meet departmental needs. I do know that as a Shelby County School employee, how much they look at finances and how much they cut costs here and there, just making sure that everybody's needs are being met in the most cost effective manner. I do feel like a lot of things have been cut back due to trying to be cost effective, things that actually are very important resources. I do feel like this goal is being met in speaking along the terms of being cost effective. However, I do think that attempting to be cost effective is causing a lot of issues. Goal 5 is funding sources. Seek community support and funding resources for technology. I do know that Shelby County Schools does go out to have nonprofit organizations help them, or, you know, different things. We have PTA associations that go out and advocate for us to get money for us, that provide different technologies within the classroom, not only the schools, but district level as well. So I do know that Goal 7 is constantly being met and continually being met. Goal 8 focuses on technical support, making sure that everything is in good working condition. We have a tech guy at my school that comes out every Tuesday. At my previous school, we had a tech person that came out every Wednesday. So I do know that they do go up and beyond to meet all needs. Teachers will put in a repair request, and they do come out and they meet those needs. So they're doing very good at making sure that not only do you have the equipment available to you, but the equipment is in the condition that you need it to be in order to continue to use it. Goal 9 focuses on instructional support, provide support for the use of technology to enhance the learning process. Again, this does meet the ISTE standards. I go back for professional development because we're constantly giving PDs on how to use the technology. Every time a new system comes out, we're giving instructional support about it. We have PLC meetings about it. So goal 9 is definitely being met within our school system. Goal 10, again, goes back to professional development, providing sustained systematic professional development based on research's best practices. It's definitely being implemented. We use technology to enhance our craft. We use technology to enhance our students. We're given resources that we can use online to just make us better teachers, that we can use in our classroom. So professional development is always being just enhanced and pushed, and it's just a huge focus. Goal 11 focuses on instructional integration. Instructional integration, of course, technology is being integrated all the time, every minute, in my classroom, in my school. So it's helping empower students. So goal 11, I can say, is being met. I know I'm getting closer to my time, so I'm going to kind of speed it up. Goal 12 is the communication piece. It enhances communications to promote student achievement. Students are able to communicate with each other. Their parents are able to communicate with us using technology. We have email. We have so many different programs where parents can go on and help their students utilize different resources. And then goal 13 goes into accountability, that the Shelby County Schools technology plan will be annually adjusted and viewed it. I will say that I'm not sure that it has been updated. I know the plan that I'm looking at is for 2008 and 2013, and I have not yet to see a new plan. So as far as that goal being met, as of right now, I will say it hasn't. I'm not sure that they have Maybe, you know, they have met and it has not been released yet. But as of right now, I don't think this goal has been met because I don't think that the technology plan has been updated. And due to technology is just constantly changing, it does need to be updated because there are so many new things out there and available to us. And I think that they can put this in the plan to make everything just better. Thank you for listening. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you.